What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the 452 podcast brought to you by Fountain Ford. I'm your host, Chris Jones, and as always, we're here with Stephen Gergella. And the subject for today is your lack of authenticity holding you back?
But we
definitely want to make sure that we don't forget to give a shout out to our sponsors.
To our key sponsors this week. And our first one is, Chris, go ahead. What's our first sponsor?
Fashion Nova, of course.
Fashion Nova is always sponsoring us.
Always sending us fresh threads.
Yep. Bugatti.
Absolutely, Bugatti.
Yep.
Branson Cognac.
Of course. Of course. Virgin Airlines.
And
Daewoo. Ticonderoga Pencils, number one and number two.
Bel Air Rosé.
And last but not least, Four Seasons Resorts.
Absolutely.
That'll be enough from our sponsors this week. So what was our topic again?
Is
your lack of authenticity holding you back? You fucking right it is, right? Here's why. The only way for you to live this life of like your happiest level is to truly be authentic. I have my best days when I'm allowed to be unapologetically Steven. And I'll never forget one of the guys that stood at my wedding, good friend of mine, Larry Mooney. He looked at me and he said, "Hey, Gels, babe." And I'm like, "What up, babe?" And he goes, "I need you to be unapologetically Steven today," right? And I was just all over the place because you know how much energy I have when I'm really right. Okay. Dude, when I get really in my element, I'm out there, right? Let's get back to being unapologetically you, but let's discuss, because I know you're thinking it.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking about the other side. Say what you want to say.
Definitely a question I was going to ask was, you know, can being authentic all the time work against you?
Yeah, it absolutely can work against you if you let it work against you. You got to realize that when you're unapologetically you, if that goes against the norm of the group of people that you're in or the
specific... It can rub some people the wrong way.
110%. If I go into a crowd right now of yuck-em-ups that don't like the F-bomb and blah, 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 right, they judge me immediately. I've had more than...
This guy's lowbrow, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, yeah. I've had more than a dozen people reach out to me on LinkedIn about me using the F word.
Oh, I've seen it.
I say the same thing to all of them. Fuck yourself. I'm not judging you.
I laugh at those comments, too.
I'm not judging you, bro.
Right.
Or brodette. Like, I'm not judging you. So at what point did me saying fuck... So you thought when you commented and said that me using the word fuck, you thought that was me trying to elevate to add a different level of like accentuation or to be more dramatic or that I was using it as an anchor point. No, I was talking like I talk. And actually, I was actually pulling back from it a little bit. I was pulling just a little bit of my authenticity back because I probably would have used many more F-bombs in that sentence.
This is true.
And I love the fact that you judged me for my usage and placement of that word. Bro, what did you do with your day?
Exactly.
How fucking busy were you out there, bro? How long did it take you to put your fucking suit on this morning, mm-hmm, bro?
Did somebody take the time out of their day to scold you about the language that you use?
That's what it was.
Who gives a shit?
Right. It's like, I don't understand why.
What about the message that I'm getting across? What do you think about that?
Oh, and he goes, "Oh, well, I challenge your message because of that F word." Outstanding. You are totally open to your entitled to your opinion, and I appreciate it. But at no point when you commented on my stuff did you add anything positive to the situation. So why don't you look back in the mirror and realize that my authenticity brought out your authentic side, which is you're insecure about my usage of the F word because of something you've got going on in your life.
That's true.
So yeah, it absolutely can affect you negatively. I think Gary Vee talked about it the other day that he would have 20 million followers if he didn't use the F word, mm-hmm, because he turned so many people off. But like at the end of the day, you just got to be you. And it's so much harder for me to look back and think about the times that I got to stop drinking bubbly, sparkly water when I do the podcast. I'm sitting here like burping half the time. I get very frustrated when I think about the fact that you not being authentic usually has to do with you trying to conform in some sort of environment, okay? And when you do that, you end up not having as much fun. I think of a lot of times when I first moved to Texas and I had a very hard time making friend groups because I was really rough around the edges. I'm still kind of rough around the edges, but I was really rough around the edges. And I moved very quickly, and in Texas, that was not a very accepted thing. And I got shunned by everybody. And you know what I did forever, for the longest time, for years? I just tried to conform so that they would hang out with me. Fucking hated myself. I hated myself.
That's exhausting.
Absolutely it was. And I didn't actually know, because I told you before, I have a lot of thoughts, but I have a hard time weighing the thoughts. That's my most difficult thing on a day-to-day basis, is trying to weigh them. Okay, what does this mean? What does this mean? What does this mean? Am I, you know, is this anxious moment worth putting some weight on? Is this a real threat? Is it not? That was the hardest part, is because I didn't know what I was doing until it was like 3 years later. And then all of a sudden I felt what I felt like around a couple of friends. And I didn't realize, I kept thinking that it was Wisconsin that I was missing when I would go back and I would have such a good time. But then I figured it out. Those people were accepting me for the authentic Steven and who I was. And
they had known you forever.
Correct. So there's definitely, they know a different level of narrative.
And that long ago accepted you as you.
Correct. Well, correct. But they also had the time, because remember, you know, one of the two best men in my wedding, Matt Weber. And Matt and I literally, bro, like, wanted to kill each other many times. We've gone toe to toe many times. From that, and from the authenticity and the insecurities we both had, we galvanized, you know, he's arguably my best friend. And you eventually just get to a point where you get to a self-confidence level where being authentic, as long as you know that authentic you is a good human being, mm-hmm. you're good with it, right? And that's the thing. That's why I'm going all in on all this. I'm going all in. I've been going all in, and I just like, my family, who will never listen to this podcast, my family judges me on a regular basis based on how direct and abrasive that I am. I don't give a flying fuck mm-hmm. about their opinions anymore. I did for literally 28 years. Mm-hmm. Now, do I also understand that I have to be a certain level of patient to try to still nurture the relationship? Absolutely. But they literally are not self-aware enough to pick
and
up
and sort of respect kind of
absolutely,
you know,
respect what they've done for, yeah, the family, right.
That's one of the that's
the
where
fine line.
You're
yep,
right,
I see you.
When
yep,
it comes to the, for sure.
Absolutely. I'm with you on that. I get that. But like, I'm not going to say sorry for being a dynamic, abrasive, acerbic, direct Steven.
Because it's
like
made you who you are and gotten you where you are.
But more than that, it's just me.
Right.
It's just me. Like, my wife gets home at 7 last night, and I'm just like, I'm amped up, and I'm this, and I'm that. And I'm like, hey, babe, how was your day? And then we go through a couple things. I'm like, hey, if it's cool with you, I want to do this, this, and this. Because I also understand that she needs to be her authentic self, and I don't want my authentic self to mess if she's had, you know, she needs some time or whatever it is, right? It's like you talked about. There's a fine line, understanding the other person's needs, et cetera, right?
That right there is very important in and of itself.
Absolutely.
Having that self-awareness.
Right, absolutely, yeah. Right? And then all of a sudden she's like, no, I'm doing great, blah, blah. I just got a green light. Okay, cool, babe. Sounds good. I've got a lot of thoughts. You know me. I'm a worker. I love work, right? I got a lot of thoughts in my brain. I'm going to head down to Alice's Tall Texan. Shout out Alice's Tall Texan, which is a dive bar down the road. And I'm going to have a cold beer, and I'm going to write out all these thoughts. Okay, and I'm going to journal. I'm going to work on my content plan. I'm going to return some emails. And so I did that for an hour. And like, it was just me being authentic, but also understanding the other person. What the problem is when both parties do not actually want to spend more time on understanding and creating a trust bridge to someone else's authenticity. Instead, what we do is we see something that we do not understand, or that we see as abrasive, or whatever it is, to the authenticity that we believe we're, you know, or to the norm that we see. And then what we do is we attack it, or we go away from it, instead of spending that energy
to
create a
it.
Trust bridge,
yeah.
Right? That's the difference. That's why, because here's the deal. It takes more work for you to figure out somebody else's situation and somebody else's why they are that way, than it would for you to notice that you're uncomfortable right now, that you don't agree with it and don't do things that way, and to just blanket it. That's the problem overall from a cultural standpoint. That we have is authenticity is harder at times with regards to digesting somebody else's authenticity. So therefore, we have a hard time being authentic because everybody's judging and judging and judging and judging.
And it's worse now than probably ever before, in the sense that...
Listen, here's what I tell people on that, because I see all the things and the articles and the data and blah, blah. I wasn't alive then, so I'm also not going to judge their time.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
Make sense? Because I don't know. I really don't know. I was not around then, so I'm not going to judge how often. And I'm also not a psychologist, technically. I love studying psychology. Mm-hmm. I love studying the patterns of human behavior and how I can, like I said, manipulate the sales process. Sure. I love that, right? But authenticity should be brought back to this core. Are you happy being how you are right now? You are cool. Be that.
Yeah, I found that as you get older, it seems like, at least for me, it feels like it's easier to be authentic because you just give a...
so many less fucks that you give.
Every year that goes by, you just care less and less what the fuck anybody thinks.
Yep, that's the one thing I wish I would have known when I was... I wish that I knew all I know now.
Because when you're young, you want everybody to like you, and you're afraid, oh, what's he going to think about this or that?
And that's
as you get older, sure.
That's a normal emotion.
As you get older, you're like, I don't really give a shit,
right?
I'm going to do me.
Right, and that's okay. And here's the best part. All of us want to be liked. Like, newsflash, everybody. All of us want to be liked. We all have insecurities. We all worry about being authentic. That's the thing. That's the baseline. As soon as you realize that you are on the exact same playing field as everybody else, as from a monetary value, from a status value, whatever it is, every single one of us has the same authenticity battle. You're good. You win. You render it powerless.
Right.
That's the difference. Talking about our previous podcast about I think it was one of my leadership. God, I gotta stop drinking bubbly drinks.
No, it's that Bel Air Rosé you were sipping earlier. Shout out Bel Air.
Never had it in my life. How much does that stuff go for?
Oh, nothing. Like $45 a bottle.
Oh, shit. Yeah, who's sponsoring that?
Rick Ross.
Oh, Rick Ross.
Yeah.
I believe it's
pronounced. Hashtag Black Bottle Boys.
We're so hood here at Ford 52. All right. So that's the thing with this authenticity thing, guys, is as soon as you, and let's spread this joy of this authenticity, right? Let's get back to being authentically you, okay? And realizing that, and realizing that you too will have problems in judging other people's authenticities at times. And all you have to do is take a step back, realize that you're judging their authenticity, and try to figure out why that is authentically them. That's the difference.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend of mine, Kyle. He is so weird all the time. He's so weird. But then I thought to myself, what does weird mean?
And maybe being his authentic self.
He is. And I said to myself, it makes me uncomfortable when he says some of these things. And that's a Steven issue. So he's not weird. He's perfect.
That's really an interesting point.
It's the truth. He's so interesting. Ask anybody from my bachelor party. This is the weirdest human being ever. But he's perfect. He's absolutely perfect. Shout out, Cousin Kyle. I know you don't listen to my podcast, but you should. And he's perfect, right? And all it is the difference between, is that person's behavior making me uncomfortable? Why is it making you uncomfortable? Is it making you uncomfortable because you think people are looking at you? Is it because he said something about a girl and the other people around you are judging because they that doesn't conform to them, whatever.
I think that's a really interesting takeaway. Just that
it's exactly what it is, though.
No, I'm saying that's like makes a shit ton of sense, and it's like that is the way that people should approach it. Why ask yourself why is it that the way he acts? Why does that bother me? And try to understand it as opposed to saying, oh well, he's just yeah. I like that.
Yeah, man. Just trying to make things more authentic. And like, let's just do it. Let's be unapologetically ourselves with the caveat, don't make other people's worse. Don't make other people's lives worse.
Yeah, for sure.
If you're unapologetically an asshole all the time and the asshole thing has no positive to it.
And a constant bully or something that's just tearing people down.
Right. So that means you're from an authentic standpoint, you're literally the most insecure, terrible human ever. I would tell you to be authentic with yourself in a room on an island.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
I understand that there's just grumpy people out there, and I'm fine with them being authentically grumpy, no doubt. Because you know what? Grumpy people need love too.
Right.
Right? Like what they do. Okay.
Sure.
So it's a self-aware.
But a constantly negative person.
Correct.
That fucking sucks to be around.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Right. And what's interesting is I watch, even going back to the family thing, I watch without a doubt. I can see, and this is with every family, so I'm not just outing my family here, but I can watch without a doubt. I can see my family when certain members are miserable, how they tear down the other one and how the other one is so insecure to, or so non-confrontational to not address that they know they're being a dick and tearing them down, that they just let it go and they internalize it. And then here's what happens. It then festers, and then it comes back the other way, and then it comes back the other way. And it's a ping pong game of death. And it's hilarious because, you know, at the end of the day, if they were just both okay with being them, that they'd actually be closer, and that they're probably going to die one day, never actually being to the authentic level that they both dream of getting to. That's the most fascinating part that I learned, was like, deep down, they both yearn to be closer.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't know how to.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. It's absolutely true.
Wild, man. Be authentic, be unapologetically authentic, and remember, at the end of the day, all you have to do is take a moment to try to build that trust bridge to why somebody else's authenticity is them and why they do what they do. We all end up being happier.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I think that was an action-packed episode this
action-packed.
Week.
A lot of F-words in that one.
Absolutely. All right. Well, hey, so thank you, everybody, for listening this week. And make sure that you tune in next week to the 452 podcast. Make sure you tell everybody you know about it. Leave us a review, download, subscribe. We're on all the major platforms. And we will see you next week. Thank you.